Get out of my face. Mm. Give me some standards if I'm going to put them in my butt.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to the podcast. Sorry for the late start, but I am your host, Dennis.
And I am your host, Gabe. That's what you want me to say, right?
Something like that. Yeah. And then welcome to the podcast. It's been a while. It's a break, right? It's been a long break. Well, I have COVID, so that was like part of the reason why. Part of the reason why we're not together right now, Gabe.
I know. Are you still positive?
I am. I feel like I'm in my maybe like second or third day feeling okay.
Second or third day feeling okay.
Yeah, feeling okay. So my plan is we're gonna get a COVID test tomorrow. Just had it too, actually. We've had it together, and our plan is to get a test tomorrow, and hopefully that comes back negative.
Nice.
What are you drinking?
Nice. I am drinking a Bud Light. Once I get it open.
It looks, the Bud Light is almost like perfect where the logo is. It looks like an ad at the bottom of the screen. Do you see that on the stream, Gabe?
Oh, there's so many windows. Oh yeah, it's right there next to our logo.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. Anyway. What do you got? You got wine?
Man, I got wine. Yeah, let's start with the wine. I'm going to do a wine first because I already opened the wine. I have also two non-alcoholic beers back here.
Nice.
Yeah, I have two non-alcoholic beers that I'm not really in the mood for, so I'm going to pour Kvase in them and put the alcohol back.
Oh, that's smart.
And drink them.
That's smart, right? You know?
In a way, non-alcoholic beer is more versatile than alcoholic beer. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can't take alcohol out of a beer that has alcohol.
No, not at all.
You could put alcohol in a non-alcoholic beer.
Yep.
Bam. Options right there.
Exactly. Here we go, Gabe. I got a Pinot Noir. This was already open because Jess was drinking it, so we're just doing that. Pop, pop.
Pop, pop.
Boop.
Pop, pop to everyone out there, too. Who's out here? Hi, Violet. Jake. Kern Cobb, Cherry Yogurt, Strawbert, Miko. What's up, everyone? Pop, pop to all of you. Happy New Year. Hope everyone had a good break.
Happy New Year, everyone. Oh, has it been already the new year? Oh, is that how long our break has been?
Yeah.
I had COVID for a while.
It's been a year. How do you think you got it? From work or something?
No, I mean, I don't think so. I would say the only thing out of the ordinary I did around that time where I think I contracted it would be Jess took me to a cafe.
Oh,
we went to go have like a nice coffee.
Sorry, I dropped my beer.
Yeah. Oh, snap. You all right?
I dropped my beer on the mouse, but I think it's protected. Cherry yogurt. Just subscribed.
And, hey, Rebecca C.
I got so excited that I dropped my beer, but I think the mouse is fine. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we went to a cafe, and I think that's where we got it. That's what Jess thinks as well. And I remember being grumpy that day. I was like, why are we out?
Oh, you grumpy. You got it at a cafe. Ooh.
Yeah, like we're sitting down, you know, enjoying a coffee. I don't really drink coffee, so I was sitting down drinking a Diet Coke out of a can next to her. And then at one point she was like, why are you being so grumpy? Pull your mask down. Learn to enjoy these moments, Dennis. And now I've been basically out of it for 2 weeks.
You got the booster right before it too, huh? Like 2 or 3 weeks before?
Yeah, I got the booster like two, three weeks before. Yeah. Yeah.
Jasmine, it's been going around. Jasmine got COVID.
Damn, she had two. That's her second time, right?
That's her second time. I avoided it. You know, I said, stay 6 feet away, bitch. And, you know, we were able to get along just fine.
Yeah.
I avoided it. I'm pretty sure I avoided it. I tested a bunch of times.
Oh, man.
But she was okay. It wasn't too bad. But, geez, man, it's going around. Or it was going around for a little bit. So that shit was wild. But
yeah, it got everywhere. Jess started exhibiting symptoms first. So I was like wearing a mask in the house and I like slept on the couch because I was like, yeah, like you, I was like, stay away from me. Right. And then she was all sad. And the next day when I tested positive for it, she was like, yay, COVID buddies. COVID
buddies. Did you guys feel shame? Were you guys like, ugh, I'm so dirty?
No, I didn't feel shame just because I know I had been basically playing it pretty safe. You know, I didn't really do any extracurriculars. You know, going to the supermarket is the only extracurricular I really do.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I didn't feel that shame. I was just more like, I told you, I fucking don't like cafes.
I don't like coffee. I don't like cafes.
But yeah, so it's been cool though. Like there was like a few days where it was kind of fun, you know, and then it got really shitty. And then I was like, I'd rather not do this anymore.
Yeah.
But for a while, it felt like a sleepover, like a free adult sleepover.
Yeah. I didn't get it. Jasmine had it. And then who else had it? I don't know. I feel like I knew a bunch of people who got it, but whatever. COVID's COVID, man. It's fucking, it's here. Get used to it. Get fucking used to it. Get a booster. Don't get a booster. Get a vaccine. Don't get a vaccine. Who cares? All right. Wear a mask. Don't wear a mask.
Yeah. Who cares? Who cares? Just stay away from my mom. That's all.
Stay away from Dennis's mom. Stay away from my mom, too. All right. Stay away but from
do whatever you
moms.
Want.
Do whatever you want. Just stay away from moms.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep the moms safe.
Well, we got a theme today. It's top duos, dynamic duos, pairs, things that come in two that work well together.
Yeah.
You know? And off the top.
I was going to ask you. Yeah, what's up?
Off the top.
Off the top. Off the top.
Boobs, boobs, and butts.
Yo. That was, no kidding, number three on my list. Number three. And that's not that's not how I finished ranking them. Like I actually just wrote down like 20 things. I just wrote down 20 ideas. I didn't rank them, but that was the third thing that came to mind to me.
Jake says, do boobs not count as a duo? Boobs count as a duo too.
Left and right. I mean, yeah, of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. I mean, it just depends on how micro macro you're going to look at it.
How about butt cheeks? I mean, that's considered a duo too. Yeah.
Yo. You know what? I would say breast meat and areolas, you know, that's like and the nipple, that's like a dynamic duo too.
Those are all duos. I mean, right? I would say the boobs are a better duo than the butt cheeks, you know?
Okay.
Another duo is vagina and mouth. That's a pretty good duo. They go hand in hand, I think.
It's a good duo, yeah.
Yeah.
Penis and mouth.
Penis and mouth.
Yo, that's one of my favorite recipes. Parent. That's my favorite recipe right there.
Fingers and butt, you know? I mean, it's just like endless combinations here on the body.
I also have Boilermakers. Just Boilermakers in general.
Oh, that's good on my list. Duo. It's on my list.
Oh, yeah,
list.
It's on your list? Yes.
Whiskey, nice. Whiskey and a beer. That's what I
whiskey
ordered.
Whiskey and a beer?
I went to, Jasmine and I went to Nomi B's show that she hosts on Wednesdays. And I walked in, I said, double whiskey on the rocks. Your well whiskey, of course. And I got like an hazy IPA. Boom. I was good. Ooh. And then Jasmine's
that's a good duo.
Jasmine's like, I'll take the same. I think she just didn't know what to order. She was like, just give me the same. And then she didn't end up drinking her whiskey. So I had like 4 whiskeys and a beer.
Dang.
Yeah. It was a little too much.
Four well whiskeys.
Mm-hmm.
That's like drinking razor blades.
Once you get to like 4 whiskeys, you start thinking mm-hmm. about like Taco Bell and shit.
Right.
You know? Because that's what Dang. We got after.
Yeah, late nights and Taco Bell. That's a duo. I'm a Del Taco guy, though.
Me too, but there wasn't one on the way home. Mm-hmm. Actually, mm-hmm. I take that back. There was one right across the street from the venue.
From the venue.
What are some other good duos?
I mean, it depends on how you're going to go. I mean, I saw in the chat, Mike said he was expecting Tom and Jerry. I considered Tom and Jerry, things like that. But for me, I did Roadrunner and Coyote.
Yeah. Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner. That's a good one. Tom and Jerry.
It's like my favorite.
Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin and Hobbes. That's right. I have like 3 lists of my duos. I didn't consolidate them. Pinky and the Brain, if we're talking cartoons.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of did 3 categories, or I guess I had started to think of 3 categories, which was food category, actors. Well, TV and movies, I guess. Actors.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Like characters.
Yeah. So food. Yeah. I was trying to think of athletes too, you know, because there's like MJ and Pippen.
There's so many athletes. Yeah.
Yeah. Kobe and Shaq. But I
had Kobe and Gasol on my list.
Kobe and Gasol. Yeah. Who do I like? Dirk Nowitzki and Steve Nash. I thought they were fucking great together.
Yeah.
But let's see. It's right behind me. So TV, I said Lucy and Desi Arnaz.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a good one. That might be in my top 10. I mean, at the end of this, are we going to try to make a top 10, top 5 list or something?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Why not?
All right. Okay.
I saw there was a movie made vaguely based on the truth of Lucy and Desi behind the scenes, basically.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. It was, who played Lucy? It was that white woman from Down Under. And... gosh, why am I? I'm blanking so bad right now. Javier Bardem?
Kidman?
And Nicole Kidman.
Yeah.
I think so. Yeah, that was a good movie. I don't even remember where I watched it. I don't know if it was Hulu or Amazon. I think it was maybe Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought it was a wonderful movie. It made me like look up like Lucy and Desi interviews.
Oh, really? I used to watch a lot of I Love Lucy, but kind of like reluctantly, because it was always on when nothing else was on TV. You remember mm-hmm. that growing up? It was always on.
Yeah, I watched a lot of I Love Lucy for sure.
Yeah,
and
I mean
the shit that they built was pretty epic, and the movie I thought mm-hmm. was really done really well. And I would say they would be in my top 10 duos.
I gotta check that movie out. I was a little bit hesitant or reluctant because I was like, I don't know if I want to see Nicole Kidman do Lucille Ball. But all right, now that you give me the nod, all right, I will check it out. I will check it out.
She's underrated in general, I think. I thought she was great in the movie. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't say enough good things about it. I thought it was just done really well. I forget the director, but it was a good director too. Oh my god, my dog doesn't know. My dog Rudy needs 2 attempts to jump on the couch. He never gets it on the first attempt.
Oh yeah.
Jackie Chan and Chris Tucker, baby. I thought they were a good duo.
Oh, I didn't think of that one. That's a good one. That's a good one. I have Will Smith and Carlton.
Mm. Yeah. It's like opposites, right? It's like Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan. Pretty opposite.
Are they opposites? Are black and Chinese opposites?
I wouldn't. Yeah, they're opposites.
It's like East meets West, right?
Yeah, those basically. Are like opposites. Quite opposite, I think. And I think Will and Carlton are opposites too. You know, that's East and West too, kind of.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what time is it? It's gonna go on for a while.
7 o'clock.
Yeah.
It's gonna go what, for 3 minutes?
No, sometimes, you know, sometimes when you're like at 11 a.m., you're like, damn, it's going a lot.
That wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
What else you got? What else you got?
I got Frodo and Sam from Lord of the Rings, which I don't even really think you've watched. I'm gonna guess you haven't watched. Damn, Gabe, you haven't watched anything.
No.
Oh, dude, you know what I recently watched? Well, we can talk about this later. But I recently watched Harry Potter. This COVID. Oh. Yeah, during this COVID time, I marathoned it on HBO. You know, it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
It's a good... COVID is a good Wizards time to shit. Marathon something. Yeah. Marathon it up, dude.
Yeah.
I finished The Sopranos, not during COVID, just during a time when I was sad and didn't want to do anything. But I finished Sopranos and thought... Wow, that was great. The ending, I wasn't so happy with, but I get it, you know. But I'm glad I got through something to the end, and that was Sopranos, even though it was during a time where I was just sad and didn't want to do anything.
Right. Well, it's still an accomplishment.
Yeah. No, it was a good
time. How many seasons is that? How many episodes?
Six or seven seasons. I don't know.
And maybe, how many episodes each season?
Like a dozen at least. Yeah.
Like 100 episodes. You watched like 100 episodes-ish.
Yeah.
Pretty nice. It's pretty nice. And they're serious. They're serious episodes too, right? They're like hour long.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I cannot do that. I've tried to watch The Wire all the way through. I just lose steam. Well, I'm too tired. I'm exhausted. I feel like I know these people too well, you know?
Another duo is Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly.
Ooh. That's a good duo. Them.
That's a good duo.
I had Will Ferrell and Adam McKay, the director of like all those dumb movies that Will Ferrell, you know, kind of like blew up with.
You're right. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's a good actor-director duo. This is the only one I have. I got Paul Walker and Dom from Fast and Furious.
R.I.P.
Yeah, R.I.P. What's Paul Walker's character's name?
I don't know. What Dom and...
Is it Paul? I can't picture him as anything other than a Paul.
Who's Toretto? Is that...
That's Dom. That's Dom Toretto.
Dom Toretto?
Yeah.
That's his name, Dom Toretto?
Yeah, something like that, right?
Those are cool names, but not together. I'm sorry.
He was like a weird, cool guy. I mean, honestly, there's something about Vin Diesel. He could pull it off. But, I mean, he's kind of a goofy character overall.
Day Clavis says Brian. So his name was Brian.
Brian. Good. Ah, good. Yeah. Brian. Brian works.
Good classic white boy name.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one.
What else is that? I'm moving from actors to food.
Yeah. Food? All right, let's hear your food.
Chips and guac.
Oh.
Chips and guac, dude.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I don't know if I would have said that, but my last trip to Mexico, every day was chips and guac. And like... Most of the places made it kind of the same, but it was, but still good. I was like, how are you guys making it like this? This is different from guac that I've...
American guac?
Yeah, American guac, I guess. And then it's easy to make. It's guac is easy to make at home. You make it. Mm. Chips. It's a good scooping food item, you know?
Yeah, yeah. You scoop the crispiness. Mm. Yeah, I like a good chip and guac. I didn't think about that. I did. Let's see, what food I got. I got chicken and beer.
Chicken and beer, underrated.
I mean, it's also my favorite Ludacris album.
That's a great Ludacris album. I was just about to say that.
It's a very good Ludacris album. I mean, he named it after chicken and beer.
Yeah, that album. I was like, oh shoot, you're hitting another level. Ludacris, not just for yourself, but just for rappers in general. There's like nobody who raps like him. He used to be a DJ. He used to be like a radio DJ.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, he like fell from LA.
That's what makes sense. I feel like the way he raps, or like just his voice cadence in his raps. I'm like, oh, I could see that, because he has kind of like a radio voice if you think about it.
I guess so. You're right. I mean, you're absolutely right. I can hear him doing like the morning voice. Oh man, that looked like a murderer coming in with the mask on.
Yeah, I left the door open too. Somebody could have murdered me, but I just made it so it was convenient. Hi,
Kern Cobb, hitting us with a very dark joke. Gabe, what's the difference between Paul Walker and Betty White? Yeah, don't read the chat.
Yeah, I didn't read it. Paul Walker, Betty White. What's the difference?
Yeah.
I don't know. What's the difference?
Paul Walker hit 100 before he died. I guess it should be Paul Walker hit 100 before he died. Yeah. Dark. You and me and Mike were discussing, you remember, how celebrities die in Porsches. It's a cursed car.
Ah,
Paul Walker died in a Porsche. James Dean died in a Porsche.
Porsches are not great cars.
Some other people died. Huh?
Porsches are not great cars, apparently.
Are they not? Oh, snap.
I heard something about something. And I'm like, okay, interesting. I don't know. I think there's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm making it up. But how old was Betty White?
I think she's 99.
99. Betty
she would have. I think she turned like it was her like 100th birthday, a few days after she died. I think she just didn't make it.
It's because of the rear wheel drive.
Yeah.
Whoa, snap.
HP Shin, thanks for the gifts.
Gifting five tier one subs.
You're a good guy.
Oh.
You know, sometimes the thought of HP Shin, it flows through my mind. You know, sometimes I wonder, is he doing okay? He's out there in Wisconsin doing his thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to see our friend at some point, because he's a good time.
He's been on the show. I don't know why. I was like trying to protect him somehow. But he's been on the show.
No, people know Hari.
Yeah.
People know Hari. He jumps into Cookbook Roulette too. Good supporter, Cookbook Roulette. Yeah. My favorite episode.
Hari would be.
One of my favorite happy hour episodes is with him.
He's really good.
Philly episode.
What happened? Philly. Why? Oh, that's right. Oh, I thought you meant Cookbook Roulette.
Oh no.
Okay.
Happy hour. Back at the old place. Back at the old kitchen.
The old kitchen. Hari, you would love the new kitchen. Memories. You would love the new kitchen. You should come.
Yeah.
But maybe we should go to you. Just as soon as this COVID ends, man, I'm gonna visit everyone. I took it for granted and I wasn't purchasing enough $49 flights from fucking Southwest when I got those emails and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, now I'm about it.
My nephew is in Ohio? No. Nebraska.
No. Yeah.
Nebraska. Anyways, I plan to go visit him. It doesn't cost that much to fly out to Omaha, Nebraska, so I'm going to do that at least.
Mm-hmm.
And just in general, take care of my health, see people, hang out with people, you know, cough in each other's faces, you know, spit in each other's mouths, you know.
Shit.
Really, really just getting into people's mouths.
Yeah, fucking rubbing myself all up and down people.
Yeah, you got the antibodies now, you know?
Yo, there's kids growing up right now. They're not grinding on each other in a club because of COVID. They don't even know what that is.
Yeah, dude.
You get it?
You know what?
Kids that went that turned 21 during COVID, and they're like 23 now. And they still haven't grinded on no one.
It's true. It's true. A lot of those posts were like starting to show up like just 1 year into COVID. You know, depending on like your age, you kind of like there was in that range of like 18 to 21 year olds, like you skipped out like like a good solid year. Now what, 2, almost 3 years of like, you know, it's crazy. I'm watching a show right now on Showtime. Mm-hmm. It's Station 11, I think it's what it's called. It's basically, it's really good. I have to pay close attention to it, though. It's one of these things that jumps back and forth in time. And it's basically about COVID, if COVID, like, kind of decimated the population. Like, where, like, if you were going to escape the virus, you had to, like, take drastic measures, like get on a boat and be off in the sea, or like go to like some remote island where nobody, you know, there's no people around. And it's really interesting because when it jumps into the future, there's young kids who are like asking like adults who, you know, were there, you know, when the pandemic was like taking over, you know, everybody has smartphones and all that stuff, basically what we have today. And kids are like, adults would tell them like, yeah, we used to have these phones, these devices where you could just do anything. And kids are like, what? Like, what do you mean? And it's like a weird, like, it's like a reverse thing.
Yeah, backward future. Like you think like, the young people are showing the old people.
Right. It's the old people.
Yeah, we used to have these things called satellites.
Yeah.
Fucking up there in the sky.
But it's pretty interesting. I recommend it. Station 11 on Showtime. They do like a 30-day free trial. So
You got Showtime? Why you got Showtime?
Because it's free for 30 days. Oh, yeah.
Damn. You know, I probably already did it. I do remember having Showtime at one point. And I whore my email out, my credit card number out. I think I already went through that one.
Let's collaborate. That's what you got is what I got. Yeah. What I got is what you got.
You got my Netflix still, right?
I got your Netflix. I got your Netflix.
You know, that's the longest fucking commitment I've had is that fucking Netflix, man.
Do you remember Netflix? You could get DVDs. Like, it started with DVDs in the mail.
That sounds stupid now.
It sounds dumb.
They used
dumb.
To fucking mail you DVDs?
Yeah.
That shit is stupid sounding.
I used to go to people's places and they had like random DVDs.
Envelopes, yeah.
Like,
right?
And I'm like, don't you got to mail this back? And they're like, nah, it's just mine now. Like, yeah. I used to be very good at like, okay, we got one. I forget how many days. At least one day. All right, we got one day to watch this. Let's mail this puppy back, all right? Yeah. I used to be really good mailing them out.
Oh, because you're trying to maximize your subscription.
Yeah.
I used to just basically, I subscribed to that shit, and I just held on to 3 DVDs for them at a time for like weeks.
Right.
I just hold on to a DVD for like 3 weeks. I'd be like, I'm not going to watch this. And I send it back. I should have did that on day 3, man. So stupid. I paid the whole time.
That's funny. All right. What's the, you got some more duos? All right. Peanut butter and jelly, baby. We're talking food duos.
Okay. Peanut butter, jelly. I got mashed potatoes and gravy.
Mashed potatoes and gravy. Okay. Yo. Mashed potatoes and gravy.
Yo, you can't let, and I think this is one of those things where like everything else is kind of like, they kind of stand on their own. You know what I mean? Like Roadrunner's kind of cool. Wile E. Coyote's kind of cool, right? Mm-hmm. But mashed potatoes is worthless without gravy. Worthless. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
It's like a house of cards of two cards.
Right. Right. And you don't know. I mean, this and gravy by itself. I mean, what are you doing?
What are you doing with this bullshittery here?
What are you doing with gravy by itself?
Yeah.
You need peanut butter. Yeah, you can eat peanut butter on its own. Jelly on its own.
I do peanut butter on its own a lot.
I was never upset with peanut butter and jelly. Like I've never had a peanut butter and jelly was like, this isn't good. Even like the gob, I forget the brand, but where the peanut butter and jelly is like swirled in together in the jar.
Oh, it's Smucker's.
Smucker's.
It's like a Smucker's one. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I could do that too.
You like that one? Know?
I've had it. I mean, you look at it and you're like, this isn't right. We can't be doing this. And then you try it and you're like, I'm not mad at it. Why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I felt that way about, yo, it's, you know, I didn't realize Smucker's be pushing the envelope of the PB&J because I do the Uncrustables.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? I used to think like, oh, who ain't got time for a fucking PB&J, you know? And you buy a thing of Uncrustables, you fly through that shit, man. I was eating like three at a time, just waiting for dinner to get done, you know? Damn, them's is good.
Oh, gosh. Peanut butter and jelly. My last food duo is cookies and milk.
Cookies and milk?
Yeah.
See, what do I got? I got something kind of food related. It's hangover and greasy food.
Hangover and greasy food.
Or the Korean part of me that says hangover and soup.
Hangover and soup.
Like a pho. You know, the Asian part of me says like a pho or like a Korean, you know, like soup of some sort.
Right, 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 right.
Like a seaweed soup. I love a seaweed soup. Bread and butter is what Kern Cobb says. That's not bad. Adam says fruit and tahine.
Fruit and tahine. I'm not a fan of, but I get it.
Oh, you're not a fan of that.
Nah.
Fruit and lime's pretty good. I like fruit and a little squirt of lime.
I like lime and chile.
You know? Lime and chile? Yeah. Isn't that tahine? What's chile? What is chile if not tahine?
I guess. I mean, tahine is like a specific. I guess. Yeah. No, that's the same thing. Yeah. What was I going to say? You know the hangover food? There's like a window. Like because a lot of times I'm just like very hungover and it's just like it doesn't matter what the food is. I am more worried about or I am more upset about the hangover than the food, and the food doesn't do enough to
equal out
the hangover.
But when you are hungover, the last thing you want is a salad, dude. Right. And I like salads. I eat salads regularly. Right. I look forward to a good salad. Mm-hmm. But fuck a salad when you're hungover. Get that shit out of my mouth. It's cold. It's wet. I don't like it.
Yeah, salads, man. I look at salads and I'm like, all right, let's do this, you know? Let's just do this. But yeah, when you're hungover, you're like, nah, fuck this. I don't want that shit. Oh, hungover.
What's your favorite hangover food? What's your favorite hangover food?
I know your
favorite drunk food is like a nacho.
Oh, yeah.
Like a nacho, big nacho plate.
I just don't have a favorite hangover food because I just don't. It's just not a romantic thing for me. I think it's for other people it is. I think for other people it's like, you know, when you have food after you, like a night of drinking, it's I would say the best times I've had eating food the next day after drinking would be like at a restaurant, like at a pho restaurant with like you and whatever buddies we were drinking with the night before. Like we've done that a few times for sure. And those were good, and they were special in hindsight now. But in general, I don't have like a favorite hangover food. I think other people, like, I just drink different than other people, where other people are like, I'm hungover, let's go get fucking fun. Like, let's get some fucking greasy food, you know? And I'm like, get out of my life. Turn off the lights. Let me just
get the fuck out of here. No, it's true. It's true.
Let me just curl up like I'm gonna fucking die. And I'll be happy in about 5 hours. All right. But right now, get out of my face. That's true.
Gabe drinks very well. And then, but I would say when you tip over into the point where you're gonna have a hangover, your hangovers are pretty there, man.
They're rough.
Yeah.
But those are the times that, like, you know, like people like look in the mirror and they're like, you're going to do different. You're going to do better. You're going to like hangovers for me. Like that, like those are my mirrors. Like I'm hungover and I'm like, something's got to change. You know, I don't know. Like
I can't keep living like this.
I can't keep doing this, you know? And I don't even do it that often. It's like once in a great while, I'm just like, I got to turn things around. It's like a control alt delete for me, I think. You know, it's like there's like a reset. Mm-hmm. What? Kehlani Noel just hosted the stream for one viewer.
Nice. Thank you. Thank you, Kehlani. Hey, yo. Any viewer is a good viewer. Welcome, one viewer.
If I have a church, the church for me, like my religious experiences are when I'm hungover. Yeah. When I'm hungover, I'm like, I got to think about life. I got to think about my health, my relationships. I got to think about, you know, like, I don't know, for some reason, like, you know, hangovers clear my mind.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Revelation. Dang, I've been drinking. Revelatory time for you.
Yeah, it is. Other people are like, oh, I got a small headache, I'm hungover, I'm hungry. Mm-hmm.
It's cute. Let's you're saying your hangovers aren't cute.
We went to a Korean restaurant once when we were hungover. It was you, me, you, Adam, at least. Uh-huh. And we all ordered food, and then I walked outside and laid on the grass for the rest of the time.
Oh, shit.
Do you remember that?
I remember that.
It's like a legit...
Oh, that's so funny.
A legit Korean restaurant. And there was a cop kind of... There was a cop car. Like, I was laying on the grass behind the restaurant. There was a cop car. I think maybe, like, trying to scope me out and was like, what's up with this dude? And I put my leg up and then, you know, I crossed my leg, you know, over on this leg just to look like I was relaxing, you know, just taking a break or something.
Yeah, you were like the bus boy or something, taking a break.
Like I was just kind of like looking up really wanted to just be curled up and... Yeah. But I can't believe
you got in the car and you went with us.
Fucking, there's that.
Because you didn't even eat your food. We had to pack your food to go. Mm-hmm. And then even when it was time to leave, you couldn't get up to get into the car to leave. You were like really miserable.
Yeah, no, that's, and guess what I was doing when I was laying there? Just thinking about my life, thinking about my relationships, thinking about things that need to change. Well, you guys are fucking eating soup, delicious Korean food. It was a good place too. I remember.
Yeah. It's a nice spot. The local spot is pretty good.
But hey, it's a fucking new year. I'm getting back into shape. Mm-hmm. You would be proud of me. I joined 24. Yeah. I told you I joined 24 Hour Fitness. Fuck, I got that. I got that diamond membership where I could bring two people at a time. You know, mm-hmm. I could bring like two hookers with me. Like, who cares?
Shit, dude. Yeah,
wouldn't that be crazy?
Why not? Two cheerleaders.
Yeah. Oh, cheerleaders. Oh, fuck, dude.
Blow I mean, hookers dressed as cheerleaders. Who else are you going to pay? You can't pay legit two cheerleaders to do that.
I can't pay cheerleaders. Most of the cheerleaders are too young. Mm-hmm. Hookers, they are of age. and they could dress as...
Something touched my lip.
Something touched your lip. COVID.
I was drinking out of this can and something touched my lip.
Oh, it's more COVID. What's in that can? What are you drinking?
I don't know. It felt like maybe it could be like a wrapper, but I don't know why there would be anything in there because I only opened it and poured Cavassier in there. All right, I'll pour this out later. I'm curious what's in there. Okay, I gotta pop this open somehow.
That'd be cool to bring cheerleaders. Just cheer me on. That'd be a funny video. Yeah. Just like me, you know, just like bench pressing, like, you know, 90 pounds and like just cheerleaders like cheering me on.
Or just, like, you know, just not like on like a little machine doing like leg curls.
Yeah.
They're like cheering you on.
Like an elliptical, you know, like, yeah, mm-hmm. go. Anyways, I am getting back into shape, and the best drinking I've done in my career, and when I say career, my life, has been drinking when I am like in marathon shape.
Yo.
I'm gonna get there.
You're gonna get there. I mean, I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to get back into shape, get nice and tight. Doing it for drinking as well. Better drinking.
Can you give us a Peloton update? When was the last time you got on that? Well, I mean, you had COVID, but...
I did have COVID.
What's that Peloton usage looking like right now?
Ooh, the Peloton. Last time I was on that Peloton, probably early December. I did go on a run 2 days ago.
2 days ago. Nice.
2 days ago. I'm doing squats and push-ups and body weight exercises in the mornings.
All right.
Trying to get tight. Yeah.
I'm trying to get tight too. I'm tired. I am the heaviest I've ever been. Which, you know,
yeah.
When you know how like there's pictures of like, you know, guys when they bend over and they're like butt crack shows? Mm-hmm. Like, I understand that now. Like, there's no controlling that. Like, before, I mean, you can control it, but you can't really control it. This is what I mean. I've never had that problem where, like, when I bend over, like, my pants and underwear, like, you know, go down so much where your butt crack shows.
Your crack shows, right.
But, like, you know, because I gained a little bit of weight and... my pants, I'm still wearing the same pants that I have always owned. You know, I'm not going to buy bigger clothes because I'm a bigger man now. All right. I'm going to wear the same fucking clothes because I'm going to lose weight so I could wear these clothes again with a belt. I don't even know where my belts are anymore.
Fucking goals. Fucking
That's right.
goals, bro.
So in the meantime, while I have this weight, and when I'm bending over, there's no control. That crack just pops up. And you just can't control it. Your shirt, when you bend over, right? Yeah. Your fucking medium shirts go up your back and your medium ass pants go down your fucking legs. And guess what shows? Your fucking butt crack. All right?
Yeah. Yo, I've been buying extra large clothes these days. And I don't know. Is it me or is clothes smaller?
It's the clothes are smaller. It might be you too. Who knows?
They be making clothes smaller these days, right? Because I'm buying extra larges now. And it's like, I think All right, this is a large. I'm wearing a large. So large and extra large. I used to be like a medium slash large. Now I'm a large slash extra large.
Right.
And that's like a Gen Z sizing thing, right?
Yeah, this Gen Z.
I'm just a millennial in this Gen Z world, man.
Gen Z's fucking the shit up, you know? I don't appreciate it, you know? I can't walk into, you know, fucking H&M. I could never walk into H&M.
Yo.
Or Forever 21, yeah. All right?
I can never buy pants in those places. Those pants are tight. They make those pants out of like half rubber bands because they're so stretchy, and they got to be stretchy because they're so tight.
They need a store called Temporarily in My 30s or something. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, they need a store called Almost 40. Not this Forever.
What do they sell?
They sell clothes that...
Are they all drawstring pants?
Yeah, everything they sell is like large and extra large with drawstrings. Yeah.
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 It's like sweats that look like slacks, like a sweatsuit.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything loose. I gained so much weight.
Too much Cavassier in this one.
I gained so much weight. I fucking busted a hole in my sweater.
What the fuck?
I'm just kidding.
Did you bust the hole in your sweater?
I don't know. No, that's just because I wear things for way too long. That's all.
Huh? I mean, that's kind of cool. It's like maybe elbow holes are like the new knee holes. You feel me? Maybe you're just ahead of the curve.
I tell myself that. Fashion-wise, I just tell myself that all the time. I'm ahead of the curve.
I mean, there's an argument for elbow holes, I think. It's not that crazy.
All right. Do we have any more last-minute dynamic duos? Let me look at my list.
I got a few. I got, like I said, I wrote down like 20, maybe like 30 of these.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, Hot day, cold beer.
Hot day, cold beer. Yeah. It's a good one. I like how you're thinking.
I like kimchi and steak or pork belly.
Ooh, I was going to say something really like that.
Pork anymore. Yeah. Kimchi and steak. You know that. Ooh. You know my mom's kimchi. And you know how it tastes with that meat.
Yeah. It's hard to eat store-bought kimchi. I go to the store, I buy kimchi, and I eat it, and I just fucking throw a rage. Yeah. It's like, it's not the same.
I thought like you were just like saying those things to me, you know, because I'm like Korean, and you're like, I'm gonna tell my Korean friend how much kimchi I eat, right? And I was like, Gabe just saying that. But then I remember I went to a party with your older sister, and your older sister was like, Dennis, tell Gabe to stop buying kimchi and stinking up the fridge with that shit.
Yeah, I used to buy it, and like my family would be like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I was like, oh, sorry. Oops. Haven't you heard of probiotics? Haven't you heard of cabbage fermented dirt? Dirt, cabbage fermented, whatever the combination of those words are. Are you making a cocktail? Are you making me one?
All right. What else do I got? I got boring ones. I got salt and pepper.
Salt and pepper. That's a good one. That's a good duo.
That's a good one. You know, that's basic. That's basic. Also, underneath salt and pepper, I have earth and moon.
That's gay.
Yo, can I get a beer? That's a good duo.
Earth and moon.
I don't know. I was like, hey, why not? Yo, you know.
Earth and moon. Why is it a good duo?
You know, because they come in a pair.
Right.
And I don't know what would happen if we didn't have a moon. You know what I mean? I don't know what that world would look like. No oceans? I don't know. Are the oceans completely still then? I don't know what happens.
I think we would have... Do all the planets have moons?
No. Yeah? No. Some of the planets are small, so they don't have moons. But the big ones have a lot of them.
Yeah.
So on average... Every planet would have a moon.
Yeah, it'd be dope if we had like a bunch of moons. Like,
right?
I forget what planet or planets have like multiple moons, but
all the big ones. Dope.
All the big ones, right?
Big ones, yeah. Oh,
man.
AJ what? Says, "Fuck the moon. We wouldn't be here without the sun." Yo, the sun's pretty cool too.
Oh, you're the right. Sun, dude.
Earth and the sun, bro.
Earth and the sun. Yeah, fuck the moon, dude.
Top five, top three duo.
Moon is whack now.
Moon is whack.
But Salt-N-Pepper. Right. Salt-N-Pepper as a musical duo and as a seasoning.
Ooh. You're right.
See?
You're right.
That's unique about Salt-N-Pepper, you know?
Yeah, you're right. You're right. There's not a lot of things that do that. You're right. You're right.
Right? Like Hall & Oates.
Hall & Oates is a good duo.
That's a good musical duo, but like if you put like a Hall and some Oates in it, that doesn't make sense. That doesn't make a pairing, you know?
Got it. You're right. Hey. You're absolutely right.
Am I crazy?
Those are also words, and the other version of those words don't go together. You're right.
Damn, this cocktail is wild. You made this for yourself, and you couldn't share a little bit of this with me?
What is that?
Oh, that's delicious.
What did you sip it?
What is it? Gin? Lemon? Oh, it's a Tom Collins.
Oh.
You know?
Who doesn't Collins? Like a nice Tom Collins?
What's in a Tom Collins?
Good warm weather drink.
What's in a Tom Collins? Gin?
Lime?
Lemon juice?
Okay, is it lemon?
Yeah. Simple syrup.
I'm so out of it.
Club soda. Club soda. Booze and club soda is a pretty good duo.
Yeah. It's true.
I had more duos, but my phone died. But you hit me with like two to three more.
Okay, I got fifth drink and sixth drink.
Man, you thinking out of the box with your duos. Yeah. I love it.
That's a good duo. Fifth drink and sixth drink. You know,
you get four
drinks in, and then the next drink is gonna be two drinks. What else do I got? All right, let me see.
Fifth drink.
Dennis and Gabe, obviously.
Oh, obviously I was Dennis saving that. That was cherry. That was the cherry on the top.
Ah, shit. Cherry. Never mind. I take it back.
No, that's it. No, you're right.
All right. I got burger and fries.
Your hair's in the shop, babe. I was like, what? Wild animal just showed up. It looked like a raccoon for a second. I'm sorry. What'd you say, Dennis? What was your...
Oh, I don't remember.
Burger and fries. You know, a good threesome is burger, fries, and a soda. It's a pretty good one,
That's
too.
That's a good threesome. There's a lot of good threesomes.
Oh, we should do an episode where we do like a list of threesomes.
Threesomes?
The best. Well, what's duo? What's after duo? It's just threesome, trio. Right? Trio? Duo, trio?
It's just threesome, right?
It's just threesome, right? It's monogamy, and then it's threesomes.
Oh, gosh. Are we doing some news?
Yeah, we're going to do some news.
What are we doing?
Let's see. Let's see what happens.
You read the news, and I'm going to consolidate our list into a top five real quick. For everyone listening.
Cool.
What would you say? What was your strongest one?
My strongest. Well, I'll give the strongest one of food, chips and guac.
Chips and guac. Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And people or actors. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. Lucy and Desi Arnaz. I don't know why. I respect them. Yeah. Respect them.
All right. Lucy and Desi Arnaz.
And then
Lucy and Desi.
I don't know. Is there a different category? What did I say?
Sports? You want to do sports?
Not really. Sports is like whatever.
I'm throwing chicken and beer in my mix.
Okay, chicken and beer. Okay.
Chicken and beer. Hot day, cold beer?
Hot day, cold beer. Oh, Boilermaker.
Boilermaker.
Boilermaker, dude.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Let's see. Does this... How do we show...
The news?
Bam, right there. Let's see. Disney to spend $33 billion on content in 2022. $33 billion?
How much? What? $33 billion in 2020? So this year?
Yeah. Why so much? Disney plans to increase its overall spending on content to $33 billion for its fiscal year of 2022, which begins on October 1st. Details on the company's previous year and forecast for the coming year were revealed in its annual report, which was filed, blah, blah, blah. $33 billion figure is an uptick of approximately $8 billion to the company. So,
they already spend $25 billion.
They spent 25 in the past, and now they're spending eight more to $33 billion. Streaming through platforms like Disney Plus, Hulu, ESPN Plus. I mean, that's good for us, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Annual report spells out. You know, we were trying to get. You know what's missing from our remote Pop Popcast is Encyclopedia Mike. We try to get his audio in. We try to get him to chime in on these things because this is his department, but we couldn't get him in. But maybe he'll chime in the chat if he's available.
Yeah.
Let's see. I mean, that's a lot of billions. Billion dollars is a lot of money. Mm-hmm. But I guess they could do that, dude. I mean,
that is a lot of money. Gosh.
Are you interested in going? When's the last time you went to Disneyland?
Last time I went to Disneyland. Ooh, it's been years. No. 2 years maybe. Three years. Three, four years. I do like a good Disney trip. I like Disney. You know, I like to have edibles there. I like to drink at the bars in California Adventure. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, we got to go. We got to go with the fans.
Oh, that's a good trip. The problem with... I would like to go to somewhere like Six Flags, but the problem with that place... What's the deal?
Oh, you dropped out for a second. You're like, the problem is... And then you dropped out, and then you said, what's the deal? So we definitely missed... I missed...
No booze.
Oh, because there's no booze.
It's Six Flags.
Oh, yeah. You know, Six Flags.
Do that.
Six Flags. Okay, I'm trying to remember. When I was in college, I took two field trips. One was to Six Flags. The other was to... what's the museum
Of Tolerance? Museum of Tolerance. The Holocaust Museum?
No, that's a good one too. I enjoyed that when I was a kid.
That's a good one. That's a banger.
Yeah, that was a banger. Yeah. You go in that hall and all you hear is like racial slurs. I'm like, oh shit, I'm going to use these. You know? I was like, oh shit. Like everyone else was like, oh, this is terrible. I was like, oh shit, yeah. I got some firepower now. I'm gonna say these terrible things.
Dang, man.
I'm just kidding. No, but I remember the Museum of Tolerance. What grade did you go to the Museum of Tolerance?
Oh, dude. Fourth grade. Something like that. Fourth grade.
Is the Museum of Tolerance a thing that people know that is outside of Southern California?
Maybe they have Museum of Tolerances everywhere. I can imagine that. They might make those in like New York or something. But it's just the Holocaust Museum. But like, but in LA, when you're a kid and you're learning about like World War II and the why did I go to a Holocaust Museum when I was in fourth grade?
To me, it
seems pretty heavy.
To me, it was it was elementary school for me. It must have been fifth or sixth grade, I think. And it was basically, to me, it was like, it's a museum where you learn to be nice to one another because people used to be so mean to one another based on skin tone.
The Holocaust? Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't remember it as a Holocaust museum. I remember it as a
It's straight up a Holocaust museum.
Is it?
Yeah, man. I think I recall sitting in like a circle and like they passed around like the patch that they used to wear like on their arm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to like and I remember going like, "Man, this is crazy. Why are we here?" Cuz I recall like there was also like a life-size like picture, like a long room where the walls were like photographs of like the barracks, mm-hmm. of the concentration camps.
Oh yeah, it says House of the Holocaust.
Like, yeah, House of the Holocaust, dude. That's what they call it now.
Well, I'll show you. A multimedia museum in Los Angeles designed to examine racism and prejudice. So that's what I took from it. The examination of those things.
Uh-huh. Right.
Around the world with a strong focus on the history of the Holocaust. So, yeah, I mean, we're both right.
You know what? That's the, you know, I don't want to say it, but that's the Jewish agenda right there. Because that's a weird, very particular moment of history that I learned really early in my life, and I don't know why.
Yeah, I agree, I guess. But I remember there was like this hall where you walk in and it's just dark. It's a dark hall, and then there's just speakers, at like a bunch of speakers around you, like top or above you, to the right, to the left, behind, in front, and back. And it was just saying all of these terrible, epithets? Is that the word?
Yeah.
Saying all these things, and I was like, and that's, I remember that the most from that trip. Was just like, you know.
Oh, I don't recall that part.
Yeah.
I don't remember that part.
And then I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to say all these things.
I was like, oh, I didn't know these bad words before.
I thought I knew all the bad words. Now I
know.
Yeah,
there's so many new bad words that I could use.
Yeah. But that was, why were we talking about Holocaust Museum? Anyways.
We're talking about. I don't remember.
We're talking about Disneyland, and then
Oh, you said you went to Six Flags and you went to the Museum of Tolerance.
Oh no.
Where did you go to? Where did you go?
I went. So there's two field trips: one to Six Flags, one to the Getty. Somebody mentioned that. Not Aldridge Getty. I went to the Getty, and it was a marketing class, and so they from both places we talked to the top marketing people from those two places. And the Getty was, we went to Six Flags first. So we got to go to Six Flags and enjoy Six Flags, but we also had to sit and listen to a woman talk about marketing of Six Flags. And their marketing was very old school still. It was old school thinking of just like, oh yeah, like we have, you know, we just advertise in publications like magazines and newspapers, and you know, you buy a ticket, you get a season pass for free or whatever. And then we went to the Getty, and the Getty was like, it was a much nicer presentation, and they were just like, they were their marketing was just like the future. Basically, it's like, oh yeah, like we take advantage of social media. And back then social media was like barely a thing or whatever. Like it was, they sort of saw into the future of marketing and like utilizing like new technologies that we were kind of getting familiar with. And I remember thinking, I was like, oh man, Six Flags is fucking, they're gonna, their business is gonna fucking fail because they are just not on it. And we can't drink at Six Flags. Come on, man. Get it together.
At the time, I think their marketing campaign was just that old bald guy, right? With glasses dancing.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Pretty old school. Pretty old school.
All right. Finally, dildos are getting safety standards. Vibrators, butt plugs, anal beads, all sex toys will have to abide by new international standards of quality. Dennis, throw away your old dildos. We are going to get ready for a new wave of dildos. All right.
What's the deal with my current dildos? Is it like unsafe somehow?
There's probably COVID on your current dildos, I would say.
There's definitely COVID on my current dildo.
Yeah. The sex toy industry finally has a set of quality standards to go by thanks to years of effort from toy makers themselves. Until now, all those jewel-toned silicone dicks, butt plugs, and fuck sleeves... I don't even know what a fuck sleeve is. Oh, is that...
On your dick, I imagine.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That sounds like the worst type of condom.
I wouldn't call it a sleeve. But yeah, I guess it's sleeve, yeah. Fuck sleeves. Existed in something of a regulatory Wild West, sex toy manufacturers have been able to use a labeling loophole to categorize their products as novelty items. Get out of my face. Mm. Give me some standards if I'm going to put them in my butt.
It's true. You're putting it in your body, man. You got to know what goes in there. Oh,
good Lord. This is all good news. This is all good news.
That's good news. Yeah, you're right. You're right. You're right.
Disney's spending more money. My dildos.
More Star Warses and Marvels.
I could throw away my dad's dildo, you know? I can get a new one.
Don't throw that away. That's a family heirloom.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I would never. I would frame it. Just frame it. Frame it.
Yeah. They don't make them out of wood like they used to.
No. No. I got my dad's fiberglass dildo. I was like, I'm never using this. This is stupid. Why would you use a fiberglass one?
Let's find out what a fuck sleeve is.
Down. I think there's a link right here.
Down.
The Fleshlight is a portal to the future of sex. What?
That's a sex sleeve. That's a sex sleeve. I thought it was something you put on your dick to fuck better, maybe.
No, it's a Fleshlight. The Fleshlight is a portal to the future of sex. It's not a portal. It's a sleeve.
Yeah, it's like a small opening, I guess.
There's no, if you use a Fleshlight, that doesn't, when you're done using it, I don't think you're just like, okay, this is the future.
Yeah, that like post-nut clarity, I don't know what that would be like. That's the only thing keeping me from a Fleshlight is I'm afraid to use it and then have that post-nut clarity where I'm like looking down and I'm like, damn. And I'm not disparaging anyone who might be using that, you know, such as our viewers, but I just couldn't deal with that. You gotta clean it out? Or are you gonna pull out on your Fleshlight too? Damn, man, that's too much to think about.
I could never pull out on a Fleshlight. I am.
But I ain't cleaning it.
Yeah, that's tough.
I guess just gotta clean it up. I gotta be a grown up about it and just clean it up.
If we get successful enough, mm-hmm. we could just have disposable Fleshlights. How come we don't just have disposable Fleshlights? Right.
You're right. You know, probably because all the plastic.
Yeah, plastic. Yeah,
they make it out of biodegradable something.
Yeah, I wouldn't feel right. I mean, if I got super rich, I think I would eventually, or yeah, if I got super rich, I'd be like, you know what? plastic, not a big deal. Give me 100 fleshlights for the month. And I'd be okay with that.
Yeah.
But until then, I can't. I have a hard time with plastic anything. Ugh.
I mean, you could put a condom on and use a fleshlight, theoretically.
Ugh, but why?
Yeah, because it doesn't feel as good. That's not what how the fleshlight was meant to be felt, you know?
Yeah, you got to feel the flesh of the fleshlight, you know? Condoms. I keep them around, but I don't use them.
All mine are expired. I have some around, but they're probably expired. I can't wait to use them.
I'll tell a quick story about condoms.
Yeah.
I was getting hot and heavy with the girl once, and I was at her place, which,
yeah,
you know, that's like, I don't, you know, I've had sex at my place more than I have had sex at their place in my life. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, I think I'm in the same boat.
Like, if you think about it, like, I've had sexual relationships where I'm like, I have no idea where you live and what your room is like, but I never bring it up because it just seems more convenient to just have sex at my place and then you leave, you know?
Yeah, yeah, but I'm down.
I am not opposed to having sex at your place and me leaving, obviously. But I don't know, whatever. But I was at her place getting hot and heavy. It was sort of unexpected, but it was like that we're gonna do it. And I was like, "You got a condom?" And she was like, "Oh shit, yeah." And she starts like wrestling around, and then she finds a condom. And I look at it and I was like, "Wow, this looks pretty old. Do you mind if I just check for an expiration date?" So I'm looking for an expiration date.
So you said that out loud, all of that?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I check the expiration date?
I communicated that it would be important to check for an expiration date.
Like, why? Was it like the old logo or something? How could you, made it immediately old to you?
You know how like condom,
it was like the paper wrapped one.
Yeah, the paper
one. It
was
worn out.
Yeah. So like
not the plastic one.
Not the plastic one. The paper ones can look old real quick. You know what I mean?
It's true.
So I'm like, right, and I'm looking at the logo and I'm like, Trojan hasn't changed very much, but you know. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for an expiration date and I'm like, It's like a black wrapper and like white lettering, and I eventually find the expiration date, and when I find it, it was just like, okay, we're good, boom, and then it was like, it was just green light from there, but
okay, but it was good. It was a good condom.
Yeah, it worked.
Yeah, it's
a good condom. It worked.
No kids. You know? No kids.
No kids.
Flawless record.
Safe sex, baby. Safe sex.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, STDs for sure, but also no kids.
No kids. Mostly no kids. Now I'm a little older. I'm like, you know.
Why not?
Hit me with an STD. Let's just see what that's like, you know. Who cares?
Right? They got a pill for everything now.
All right. Do we have a top 10 list of duos?
Oh man, I wasn't working on it.
Oh.
Okay. Here's what I'm gonna say. All right, top five.
All right,
top five, all right. Boilermaker. Boom.
Bam. That's a good one.
Number two, chips and guac. Number three, Lucy and Desi.
Damn, this sounds like a good date so far.
Right. And then we got chicken and beer.
Oof.
And then I have Dennis and Gabe.
Oh my God.
Dennis
yeah.
and Gabe. You see, I saved it for the right moment. Whoa,
you fucking did. You fucking did it. We got the chips and guac, right? That's the appetizer. We got the Boilermaker. That's what greases the joints, you know, greases your personalities. We have chicken and beer. That's the main course. We have entertainment. We got I Love Lucy, right?
Lucy and Desi.
I mean, throw it on, you know, you can't, I mean, who doesn't like I Love Lucy, you know?
There's so much of it too. There's probably hundreds of episodes.
Hundreds.
Yeah.
And then you got Gabe and Dennis who walk in the room. Ooh. Who knows what happens from there?
Yeah. It's a good time though. We're like two of the funnest dads you've ever met.
Yeah. You go from a twosome to a foursome. And fireworks, baby.
It's wild. You've never seen Gabe drink. You've never seen Gabe fully spread his wings.
I mean, you've seen me drink.
It's crazy. It's like watching a horse at full gallop. You know, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. You're like, wow. I mean, you can't stop that kind of thing. You know, that's just innate.
I want you all to see me gallop.
Well, we'll do it when the COVID's over.
Mike, question mark. Gabe, no emails from fans? No. I checked earlier and I didn't see any, and now my phone is dead. I pulled up this quiz party. Dennis, do you have time for a quiz party? Do we have time for this?
Yeah, let's do a quiz party. Let's do a quiz party. Why not?
How do we do this? Do I put it in Discord? Do I take the link, put it in the Discord?
Yeah. Or the Twitch chat. You just put it straight
Twitch chat.
Yeah, no, but you could put it in Discord. Give people incentive to go there.
All right. We're throwing it in the chat.
Mike says chat. Mike says chat. Yeah. Listen to Mike. He does this normally.
Bam. Dennis, are we doing this together or do you want to do...
No, we're doing it together.
All right. Yeah, we do it together. Right. That's...
I would not imagine that's how you spell Zsa-Zsa. I would have thought there was at least two J's involved.
You know, Zsa-Zsa. Oh, that's a funny story. She didn't spell Zsa-Zsa like that before. She spelled it J-A-J-A.
Ah, but that sounds just like Mexican people laughing.
Exactly. That was what was funny about it. Her cousin had to tell her, oh, that's ha-ha in Spanish. It's not Zsa-Zsa.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, she's not going to like that I said that. Enter your name. Our name is Gayness.
Gayness?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's Gabe and Dennis together. It's Gayness.
Gayness.
All right. Let's see who's in here. AJ is the host. Tight. We're not even the host. All right, there's like what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five more spots. What happened? It's just us in here. AJ, you could be the host, AJ. We got four more spots. Who wants to join?
Oh, why did I turn into a D and not my face?
Oh yeah, what happened?
I don't know. Nothing changed on my side. Dang, I must have glitched out. Let me check. Let me check on my side if I did anything. I didn't touch anything.
Yeah, I see a D on my side.
Sorry.
COVID.
Yeah, that's not COVID. This is like the last, you know, parts of it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, shit. There's so much going on right now. What is happening? Zsa-Zsa, Doja House. Just subscribe with tier 1. Pop, pop.
I don't know, man. Let's just keep it going. No one needs to see my face.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm you want to. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm just D.
We got Sway in here. And if you, I mean, you can go out and join again if you want. That worked last, or that.
Yeah, let's. I guess I'll give it a shot.
Yeah, we'll wait for three more people.
Un momento.
Oh, AJ. Okay. Damn it, AJ. Let me know when you want me to press start. Okay. Let's wait for Dennis to come back in, and then we'll wait. Okay. We got Kern. Look like Kern Cobb's in here. There's two more spots. Oh, man. I don't know how much of this Jack Daniel's honey whiskey I drank, but I'm feeling it. Oh, there's Dennis.
Is this... Oh, I look stretched out now, though, huh?
Yeah, you look stretched out. That's better than nothing.
What that about? Okay, all right. Well, we'll just roll with it. Why not? Let's not have technical difficulties.
Are you sure you're stretched out? You kind of look like that.
I'm a little bit stretched out. No, am I? Am I delusional about how I look?
No, you just look tall now. I want to.
All right. I'm ready to do this quiz.
Yeah, I beat Jake to the joke.
Yeah.
All right.
He had to type it out.
That's true. All right. We'll give we got two more spots. Anyone else want to play?
Come on, just check in. Put a fake name. You don't have to participate. Let's just find out. What's the quiz anyway? I can't see it from here.
I forget.
Tell me what the quiz is. You don't even know what the quiz is? We gotta sell it to these people.
We're at a different thing now. Like I knew it from before. Oh,
what did it involve? Like a pop culture?
Something about wine. I don't know. Okay, we got like six. What? We got Zsa Zsa Doja House, and we got Not Dennis in here. All right. We starting it. Good job, AJ.
Someone's Not Dennis in there?
Oh, this is about drinks. Your taste in drinks will reveal the true age of your soul. All right.
Oh, shit. All right.
So pick a hot drink. Tea, coffee, hot chocolate. I mean.
Hot chocolate?
We know what's old and what's young here. I don't drink.
You're right, because I'm super young. So let's do some hot chocolate, bro.
We're doing hot chocolate, baby.
It's not coffee for me. You know how I feel about fucking coffee and cafes, all right? That should give you COVID.
You're right. It ain't coffee. Pick some coffee. Well, we got to pick some version of COVID here. Latte, cappuccino. Flat white, black. Ugh. Oh, I love
it. What do you want?
I love a black, you know? I love a black? I love a black.
I don't drink coffee like that. I like a cappuccino.
All right.
Cappuccino is just enough milk to not make me diarrhea.
Good call. Pick some tea. How come these aren't hot chocolates? How come we can't pick a hot chocolate? This is biased.
I think maybe the next one is pick a hot chocolate.
All right. So black without milk, black with milk, herbal or green?
Gosh. What's the young person choice? Is it like green tea?
I think it's something with milk. Maybe green.
I think that just makes you like European or something.
Herbal. I don't know. I mean, I
what's
I
the
go
fucking
green.
Young person thing to do? Green? Let's just go green.
Yeah,
that's probably the old person choice.
Pick a fizzy drink. Orangeade.
Oh snap!
Cola.
Ginger
beer, carbonated water.
I go with soda water because it doesn't say diet cola.
So carbonated water.
Was there a boba tea option?
No.
There was no boba tea option, right?
Orangeade, cola, ginger beer, carbonated water.
Orangeade or carbonated water for me.
It's a fizzy drink?
Yeah.
Carbonated water is the old. Orangeade.
That's the old.
I've never had orangeade, so carbonated water it is. I can imagine what orangeade is. Orange and... I don't know.
It's like a orange Fanta or something, you know?
Pick a fruit juice. Orange, apple, green, grapefruit.
Orange, apple, green, grapefruit. I like apple, to be honest.
Apple as a kid was good.
Apple and green.
Apple and green. But green is not a... How is green a fruit juice? Green is not a fruit juice. This is a trick question.
Is green? Oh, is it green? I can't tell from here, but is it green like green juice, like from a healthy place, or is it green juice like it's the color green and it tastes like sour apple?
It's like the first one you said.
Okay, like a Whole Foods thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I like grapefruit.
You like grapefruit?
Pick a fruit juice. Yeah, I mean,
I don't like any of the citrus juices. I like orange juice. I like grapefruit juice, but I prefer like an apple juice.
Apple juice, baby. Pick a wine. Red, white, rose, sparkling. Rosé, sparkling. Red, baby.
Drinking red right now. I'm getting a little rosy off this red.
Pick a cocktail, whiskey sour, cosmopolitan, Bloody Mary, gin and tonic.
What was the first one?
Whiskey sour. Mm-hmm. For me, it's whiskey sour or gin and tonic.
For me, right now, I feel like a Cosmo, but I'm usually more like a whiskey sour. Right now, I feel like a Cosmo, but I think it's because I've just been drinking wine and beer, so I want a little something sweet. But I don't mind a Cosmo.
I chose whiskey sour.
Mm-hmm.
Pick a spirit. Man, pick a spirit. I know, we old.
Apple juice, drinking ass old people.
I don't think apple juice is old. Apple juice is like babies be drinking apple juice. Vodka, gin, whiskey, or rum? Whiskey, dude.
Whiskey, baby. But I think whiskey is like a millennial liquor. What's the new shit to drink?
I don't know. I don't like it when people. I don't like it when people are like, when they say things like, "I'm into whiskey."
Yeah.
I don't know why. I don't like it when people are like, "I'm into something." Pick one of these. Smoothie, milkshake. Wait, what? Oh, pick one of these. Smoothie or milkshake. Fucking.
Smoothie, man.
We're fucking old, dude.
Yeah. Fuck a milkshake, dude. Milkshake is just melted ice cream. I can't fucking deal with that shit.
Pick some water. Ice cold, bottle, flavored, sparkling.
Ice cold.
Good choice.
That's my favorite kind of water.
Done with quiz. Oh, I forgot how much I hate these quizzes.
We're like 60, 60s.
Your true age is 33.
33?
Nice.
That's pretty accurate. What the hell?
AJ is 59. Zsa Zsa is 59. Kern Cobb, hey. Us and Kern Cobb, we're the same age. Dennis is 59. First answer.
It's because we picked hot cocoa.
Yeah.
It took a few years off of us.
I think so. After that, it was just old ages. 33. Yeah, everybody else is 59. Zsa Zsa and Not Dennis, 59. Nice. Jake is saying mezcal is going out of fashion. That's true. Young people... there was a happy hour episode where I was like using mezcal and I was like, I said it was tequila or something. You're like, no, it's mezcal. And I was like, what is that? COVID. All right.
I like mezcal. I still drink mezcal. But I kind of wonder, because we kind of grew up in the age, millennials, I think, kind of grew up with like whiskey being the cool thing. Whiskey bars, whiskey cocktails, you know, like fucking clear blocks of ice and shit. Is that still the thing? Like, what do young people, what, like, what's pushed on young people these days? Is it like a vodka bar or something? I don't know.
I mean,
that's what I'm just curious about.
I think if I would say that whiskey kind of just sticks around as like a adult cool drink
mm-hmm.
to have. You know, it's like mm-hmm. old fashions. It's whiskey on the rocks, whiskey neat, just whiskey and Coke.
Yeah.
But like, if you like cocktails that are not sweet, or like if you want to get into cocktails and you're like, I think gin is cool. I think gin mm-hmm. hasn't gone out of fashion, and it's never really been in fashion either. Because I think nobody drinks gin by itself unless you're drinking martinis, right? And even martinis, it's like vodka or gin.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, yeah. Gin has never been in fashion, and it's never been out of fashion.
Yeah, it's gin kind of sticks.
It sticks around, and it's like it's the bartender's favorite liquor to like use, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, dude.
Well, I'm excited to find out how the bar scene develops once COVID's fully over. You know?
I'm excited.
I bet it's gonna be pretty fun. For a while. I'm excited to get back out there.
Well, thank you guys for participating in our BuzzFeed quiz party. Mm-hmm. We're going to wrap it up here. Tomorrow we are doing, I am doing cookbook roulette.
Oh, snap.
I don't know what I'm cooking because I forgot the page in the cookbook from the last episode, but I will post about it early in the morning and we'll be ready to go and stream and cook whatever it is that I'm cooking tomorrow. Tomorrow's Friday. We'll be back next week, and I think we'll just go back to our regular schedule, which is Wednesday, mm-hmm. Pop-Popcast, and Thursday, Cookbook Roulette. Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for watching. Hopefully there wasn't any terrible technical difficulties. It seems like we got by just fine. Dennis, how do you feel? You still got COVID?
Nah. Nah, I don't think so. I'm done with COVID now. I'm like past it. I might be contagious still. I don't know. I don't know the science of it. But I feel fine. I've been feeling mostly 100%. Not 100%, but I've been mostly feeling fine for the last 2-3 days.
Yeah, you're probably negative.
Yeah. I'm going to go in for a test tomorrow.
Will Dennis ever make guest appearance on Cookbook Roulette? Asks AJ. No. I mean, probably. Probably.
At some point.
I've thought about having guests for sure. And Dennis is at the top of that list. The other guests that I have in mind, which really is just my nephew, who's in Omaha, Nebraska, I think.
Mm-hmm.
When I go
could
visit
be Hari.
Yeah, I can go visit Hari. Excuse me. But if I ever go visit my nephew, I think it, you know, because it'd probably be a trip where it'd be like, I don't know, like a Wednesday or Thursday to Sunday or something, you know, something that's mm-hmm. like, you know, 4 or 5 days. I would want him as a guest, and yeah, Dennis as a guest too. But it, I think maybe if Dennis is a guest, it would be like, it would have to sort of, maybe it would land on a cookbook and a recipe. I'd be like, oh, okay, this, maybe this is a good one that, you know, Dennis and I could do together or something, you know?
I don't mind being a true guest. Like, you run the show and I'm just like a stranger.
Oh yeah. You like help me. You're like, you're a stranger slash
a stranger. I'm assistant. Just drinking. Yeah.
And then the two prostitutes could be cheerleaders. They could be guests too.
Oh, good. We're inviting them too.
Yeah. Or maybe one. Maybe one. Maybe me, you, and the cheerleader, we go work out at 24-Hour Fitness. And we come back and we cookbook roulette.
Right.
Cool. Thanks for hanging. Thanks for watching, Dennis. What you got?
Yes. No, same. Thanks for watching. Thanks for joining. Gabe, do it.
Follow us on social media at OK's Happy Hour. Make sure you check out the Discord. You know, just find it. Discord, OK's Happy Hour. I'll be back tomorrow, and then we'll be back next week. Regular schedule and probably in person, because Dennis will be negative. Put it in my butt. Bye, everyone.